Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Are the scriptures plain enough that ordinary people like you and me can understand them? If they are not, why did Jesus say, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free"? John 8:32. Paul exhorted the young preacher Timothy, "Until I come, give attendance to reading," that is, public reading, "to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift which is in you, which was given you by the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, you shall both save yourself and them who hear you." 1 Timothy 4:13-16. Do you get the impression from any of Paul's admonitions to Timothy that the young preacher could not understand the truth so that he could avoid teaching false doctrine? Any attempt on the part of modernists or postmodernists to deny that men can know what the truth is and can obey the truth falls flat on his face. The so-called elite may deny that men can know truth, but the common man knows better. We know it from observation, but we also know it from what the Word of God teaches. If there is no truth or men cannot know it, why did Jesus and his apostles constantly warn about false teachers? Besides, the postmodernists obviously believe they are teaching the truth when they deny truth, or they would not waste their time in discussing it. But how absolutely foolish to deny truth when those who deny it are promoting their own version of the truth. All of us must be concerned about false teachers for several reasons. We know that those who follow the pernicious ways of the false teachers will be lost. 2 Peter 2:1-2. We cannot ignore God's revelation of His will or turn our backs on it and expect the Lord to save us in the day of judgment. Paul affirms that those who do not love God and do not obey His gospel are going to be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. 2 Thessalonians 1:9. We do not want anyone to be lost, but those who follow false teachers will be lost. The false teachers in many cases promote teaching which contaminates the moral and spiritual atmosphere of our communities. Teachers which promote homosexuality, premarital sex, and other evils are making many communities cesspools of immorality. They're also causing the deaths of millions of people through such diseases as AIDS. We must not allow these men and women to corrupt our youth and to destroy our nation by their false doctrines. The false teachers are paving the way for their own destruction. Is that not what Peter had in mind when he wrote as follows of false teachers? "They are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever." 2 Peter 2:17. Jude uses almost exactly the same language. Jude 13. Teachers cannot trample underfoot the truth of the gospel and not have to suffer the consequences. If only the truth will save, then false doctrine will lead to eternal damnation. I am aware that most false teachers are not going to be disturbed by what I or anyone else says. My greatest concern is for each of you to examine the Scriptures for yourselves so that you may reject the false teachers. Maybe you could have an influence on these men and women and help them to turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God Almighty. Acts 26:18. My friends, I beg you to pray for false teachers and to plead with them and their followers to renounce their error, that they may know the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.